Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Kindle, who tags Hershberger, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harrelson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Renee Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Batty reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Hall moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is walked intentionally. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ver Alse takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher moves to third. Ver Alse moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hall reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Hall scores. Batty moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alse. Reynolds moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Hershberger tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ver Alse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Ver Alse moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. John Wyatt now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Bob Allison. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ver Alse scores. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Hall steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cott reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Jim Merritt now pitching. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Rosario moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bryan pinch hits for John Wyatt. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.